What's wrong with cutting seed oils from your diet? Plenty, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Unless your farm caters to agro-tourists, you should be careful about hosting visitors who are not used to being around livestock or machinery. It poses a safety risk to them and a liability issue for you if your insurance doesn't cover persons outside of the farming operation. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Seed oils have become vilified since Robert F. Kennedy Jr. became the Secretary of the Federal Health and Human Services Department. He maintains that beef tallow is a far healthier alternative. According to Carson Fort of the American Soybean Association, that's a load of bull.
You can't just replace seed oil consumption with animal fats. That's a huge component. No one's really raising cattle just for beef tallow. It's everything else that comes with it. So it's a very small portion of the value of an animal carcass. So it's unlikely that it'd be able to reach that demand.
Fort says a move away from soybeans and other seed-based oils would also likely drive up imports of palm oil and other alternatives, hurting U.S. farmers in the process.
Overall, crop cash receipts decrease on an average of $3 billion per year. Again, we're talking about removing domestically grown sources of oil. So if you're removing that, then farmers are losing out, not just farmers, but also consumers, because consumers are ultimately going to be paying a higher price tag for fats and oils.
This series was based on an online panel discussion from AgriPulse. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.